There is conflict in the galaxy. Chaos on the pilgrim moon of Jeddah has resulted in a devastating battle. In the aftermath, the Jedi have learned of the involvement of the seemingly benevolent group, the Path of the Open Hand, in violent interplanetary conspiracies. With communications down, the leader of the Path, the Mother, races back to the planet Dalna to make her ultimate escape. Little do the Jedi know that the Mother is about to unleash mysterious, nameless creatures with the power to destroy the Order once and for all. Prologue. Aboard the Gaze Electric. Hyperspace.
Binat Ullo was pacing inside a meeting chamber on the Gaze Electric. To his right, a viewport showed the amorphous light of the hyperlane as the ship sped toward the system that encompassed Irem and Arano. He had paused once to face the viewport, but the view irritated him. He wanted already to be there, to be doing something. At the edge of the room, as he paused again to change directions, Binat was faced with a mirror bordered with inlaid polished glass. This, too, he declined to face. He had been waiting nearly an hour, but for the chance to do more, to be more to the Mother. Finally, he would be patient. Suddenly, the door to the meeting chamber opened. The Mother entered alone. He was always surprised at how ordinary she appeared at first glance, yet extraordinary upon further study. She had the wavy, brickle-shell blue lines across her forehead, three of them, though some of the Path had been wearing them vertically of late. Her robes were plain, also marked with blue devotional lines. Since he had last seen her, her dark brown hair had become burnished with more silver strands, and she seemed far older than before. But still, unlike the rest of the members of the Path of the Open Hand, she wore a jeweled necklace around her throat, and her robe was crafted of finer silken material. But more than all of these things, it was the way she held herself, like she saw everything, knew everything. From just beyond the open door came a low growl that rumbled at a frequency Binat felt in his fingertips. The Mother turned to shut the door quickly.
"Has it been fed?" Binat asked.
"Yes. It's quite complacent at the moment. Much like you, Binat."
She smiled gently, and he felt like he always did when she gave him her full attention, like he could conquer anything or anyone in the entire galaxy. She sat down at the table in the center of the room, similarly bedecked by cut glass that shone like ice crystals on the table's surface. She did not ask Binat to sit. He was glad of it. He preferred not to feel too comfortable. There was work to be done.
"My ship is ready to go," Binat said.
"And Goy Kanok?"
Mother raised an eyebrow.
"Also ready."
"He will play the nervous innocent well," Mother said. "But you will have to keep a close eye on him. He doesn't have your talents, Binat."
Binat nodded, trying not to smile at the compliment.
"The Clytobacter is aboard. We'll make sure we are discovered by an Erinny ship as soon as we enter the neutral corridor of space between Arano and Irem, near their moon."
He had helped put the large, liquid-filled storage